time so much that we get where we're at. Amen. Second chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 12, we'll be looking at this morning. Tell you what I want to do before we even get started. I want to go ahead and have a word of prayer, and that way we can go ahead and get into the Scripture and the reading of the Word. So I want to, as I read a little bit, go along if I can. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. God, we come to You one more time. We thank You, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord, for what You did for us on Calvary. We thank You, Lord, for coming into this world that we could be forgiven, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, that You just bless the preaching today. Lord, make me a preacher, Father, I pray. God, I'm not much of one, but Father, I pray You'd make me one, Lord, this morning, Father. And show up, God, and let Your Holy Ghost, God, just move in this service. God, if there's any that's out of Your will, Father, that needs to be born again, needs to be saved, Lord, Father, I pray, Father, they come. Give their life to You, Lord, before it's everlasting too late. God, do bless in this service. We'll give You the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated already. We're going to just read it as we go along. I'm just going to do a little expository preaching a little bit, maybe just this morning. And it says here, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. I want to point out something here just real quick. Bethlehem means a house of bread. And Jesus is the bread of life this morning. Amen. And it was prophesied many years before this that He would be born in Bethlehem. Now, His folks didn't even live in Bethlehem, but that's what is prophesied. It came to pass just as the Word of God said that He would be born in Bethlehem. That's where He is born. I'm glad that whatever the Lord says will happen, it's going to happen. That gives me hope for the future. He said He's coming back, and I believe He's coming back this morning. And friend, that word Bethlehem means the house of bread, and He is the bread of life today. In verse 2 it says, saying, this is what they're saying, where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him. Let me say this morning, that's a good question right there. They're saying, where is the King? Where is He that is born King of the Jews? They said, where is this King? That's a good question for us to ask this morning, I believe, friend. I'd like to say, where's the King in the house of God this morning? Friend, I go to some places, I can't find the King nowhere. I found the choir, I found a preacher, a so-called preacher. I found a few singers, a few teachers. But I'm asking, where's the King at the house of God? Friend, I like it when He shows up. I like to know when He comes around. And there's no doubt, He's in the house. There's no doubt. He's in the place. It's been all right for me this morning. He just showed up. I wouldn't have got to preach. But praise God, I'm glad He's here. Lord of God, He's King. Where's the King this morning? Not only where's the King in the house of God, but where's the King in your home? Amen. Is the King in your home? Does He dwell with you in your home and in your family? And where's the King in your heart? Glory to God. We need a King in our home, in the house of God, and in her heart this morning. Well, they came. Now, I want you to notice something here. Here in this last part, they said, where's the King? They're hunting this King here. For we have seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him. Let me say here, they came to worship Him. No other reason. There's no other purpose. I mean, they traveled thousands of miles. You think about this. They thought they traveled thousands of miles just to see a King and respond with joy and worship and gifts. And today, you know what most folks want to do? They expect God to come looking for them, and we expect God to come looking for us, and we expect God to explain Himself to us, and we expect God to prove who He is to us, and we expect God to give us gifts and do things things for us. Let me say, these wise men, they were seeking God, and they wasn't expecting Him to explain Himself. They wasn't expecting Him to prove who He was. They wasn't expecting anything by going, but they came just to worship the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Let me say, those that are still wise today will still seek and worship Jesus, not for what they can get, but before, because of who He is. Friend, let me say this morning, I came to worship Him, not to see the power I can get out of Him. I came this morning to worship Him, so just because of who He is. He's Jesus, He's Lord of Lords, and He's King of Kings. Well, let's read a little further here. It says, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Herod wanted to know this. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. You got to understand something about Herod here. He was very protective of his throne. He was threatened that somebody was going to overtake his throne. I mean, that's all he cared about, was the throne that he sat upon. Israel was divided into four parts during this time, four regions. And he is king over all these regions. And he had even killed members of his own family in order to keep his throne. And he certainly wasn't going to allow some Jew to come along and take over. That's what he thought. And take over his kingdom. But what he didn't know, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings was already Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He wasn't just going to take over his little region, but glory to God, He'd take over the whole world. Amen. Herod was afraid this little Jewish ruler would rise up and take his throne. You know, he went to great extent to make sure that he kept the Jewish people on his side. Did you know he remodeled the temple for political reasons? It wasn't because he was religious. It wasn't because he loved God or anything like that, but for political reasons he remodeled the temple, made it bigger and better than he ever had before, just so he could have the Jewish people on his side, so he could be king. And so when he heard about this little baby, Jesus Christ, coming in the world, it threatened him and threatened his throne. He's afraid.
Amen.
Well, verse 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, this is what he told the wise men, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Well, he's a liar, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
And me worship him too. But he lied. He lied. That just like his motive behind fixing up the temple to keep the Jewish people on his side, political reasons, this is what he's telling them. He'd tell them anything. I want to worship him too.
Sure.
But he lied. He didn't want to worship him. He wanted to kill him.
Right.
That's what he wanted.
Yes,
he wanted to know all about him. He wanted to know where he was so he could kill him.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The devil lies to you also.
Right.
He'll lie to you also.
Yes.
Just to kill you.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to notice something here in verse 9 through 12. We're going to read this last part. And they had heard the king. They departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. I'm interested in this star this morning. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. What'd they do? They fell down and worshiped Him. Before they ever gave a gift, they fell down and they worshiped Him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto Him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Let's read another scripture. I want to say this morning, we're talking about the star of wonder. I'm interested in the star this morning. And the star of wonders of God. The star of wonder is God. Is Jesus Christ. You know, stars are really wonders this morning. In Psalms 19 and 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork."
Amen.
It's a wonder that the stars even hang on nothing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The star in our text is definitely a star of wonder.
Yes, sir.
I'm amazed by this star. It never ceases to amaze me. And I'm captivated by this star. That's what the wise men were. They were captivated by this star. I want to talk about the star of wonder if I can just a moment this morning. First of all, this ain't alliterated too much this morning, but I just want to follow the Lord. First of all, I want you to notice, we're going to look at the star the wise men followed, but first of all, I want you to notice the wise men themselves. I'll give you a little background on them. I want you to think about them. They was referred to as Magi, which means priestly, or means following God. And these wise men were following God. They were honorable men, and they were astrologers. I mean, they studied the stars, and they knew what was supposed to be in the sky and what wasn't supposed to be in the sky. And one day they saw a star that caught their eye. One day, I mean, they studied the star. They knew all about this star and that star, and where they're supposed to line up and where they're supposed to be. They studied this thing out. And one day there's a star of wonder that appeared out of nowhere, and they said, "We're interested in that star." That's a different kind of star. It caught their eye. It was unusual. It was beautiful. It was created by God. It was interesting. And it kept them captivated. And it amazed them by its uniqueness and by its glory. And so they begin to follow it. And everywhere it went, they tried to follow it. They tried to get wherever it was going. This was a matter of just a little while here that they followed the star. It reminds me, when I study about this, and I see what they're doing here, it reminds me of my experience with a star wanderer. Friend, they're following a star in the sky. But friend, I want to say this morning, I'd studied a little bit about the Bible. I knew a little bit about church. I knew a little bit about religious folks, and religious things. I knew how it was done, how you're supposed to sing, and how you're supposed to worship God, and all that kind of thing. But then one day, there was a star of wonder, and His name was Jesus. Showed up in my life. Glory to God. And He knew how it was. A friend, He knew me, and a star I'd never seen before appeared out of nowhere. And man, He caught my eye. Hallelujah. The star of wonder. It was beautiful. It was unusual. There's something different about Him. He caught my attention with His glory. He caught my attention with His uniqueness, with His greatness. A man, it shined like never before in my life. And I didn't get His attention. No, but He got mine. Woo! He got my attention with a twinkle in His eye. Hallelujah. He got my attention. He amazed me. And He captivated me. I've been following Him ever since. I've been trying to follow that star wanderer that I saw when I was 8 years old.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you notice some facts about these stars? First of all, God made every star.
Right.
Genesis 1:16 says, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day," that's the sun, "the lesser light to rule the night," that's the moon. And then it says, "He made the stars also."
Right.
He made every one of them. You won't know where stars come from. Just look to God. That's where they come from. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only that, God knows the numbers of stars and the names of stars. He knows all about them. Just in case you don't believe me this morning, let me read Psalms 147:4. It says, He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names.
Amen.
He's not only got them numbered, but He's got a name for every one of them.
Amen.
He's got a name for every star in heaven. He knows all about it. I got to thinking about that. I got to thinking, if God cares enough to number the stars and know the names of each star, and how much more does He care and know my name and my number, amen, and your number and your name this morning. He knows the hairs that are numbered on your head this morning. He knows all about you and me, and He knows more about you than you know about you. I never will forget. I've got a 67 Mustang, and I've had that thing for years, and I took that thing one day, and I didn't know it. I've been doing a little research on it, got on the internet, and I plugged in the VIN number, and man, it started telling me things about that thing I didn't even know. It told me where it was made. It told me what day it was made on, June 13th, 1967. It came off the line. It told me things I didn't know. It told me what district it was assigned to, what car lot it went to. It told me everything about it, the color it's supposed to be, the engine is supposed to have. Don't we have a thing about it? Let me say this morning that God knows something about you. He knows everything about you. He knows things about you you don't even know. He knows your future. He knows your past. He knows your present. He knows it all because He's God this morning. And if He cares that much to name a star and everyone there and number them, how much more does He care about you?
Amen.
Let me say this. Amen. God made each star. God knows all about stars. He made each star different, though. 1 Corinthians 15:41 says there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory.
Right.
See, this star wonder the wise men were following here is unique, and it was different, and it stood out, and it's a picture of Jesus. Because He's unique, and He's different, and He stands out this morning.
Right.
And let me tell you something. Like these stars, all of us are different. All of us are different.
Right.
We got different looks, different styles, different ways about us. And even though all have sinned, we all have different kinds of sins in our life and our past. Your sin's different from my sin. The sin that's been in my life is different from the sin that's been in your life. But let me say this morning that still there's a star of wonder whose glory shines, and He stands out.
Amen.
And you know why He stands out? Because there's no sin about Him.
Amen.
I said there's no sin about Him. He's never sinned. There's no sin about Him. That's why He shows up a little different
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
And the purpose for this star of wonder the wise men followed was to take them to the king.
Right.
Just to worship. Just to worship. Why are you following the star of wonder today? Are you following me? The reason I'm following this star of wonder is so I can go worship God. King of Kings.
Amen.
It's not about what I can get.
Yes,
it's all about getting to see the King.
Amen. Amen.
Falling down on my knees and face and worshiping Him.
Right.
And I think about that. Somebody said, why you go to church all the time? Why you preach and sing? And why you want to do all this kind of thing? It's not for me. I'm just trying to follow that stuff. I'm just trying to follow that star, and I know one day if I keep a following that star, one day it's going to be like leading me right to His throne, Brother Andy. I'm going to fall down before His face. I'm going to get to see Him, fall down before Him, and again to praise Him and to thank Him. Glory to God, that's the only purpose for me following this star, is so I can get to Him and worship Him and worship and worship and worship the King.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
That way, I was thinking about this part over here where they gave Him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let me ask you something. What can you give to a king? You ever thought about that?
It's kind of like giving something to a millionaire or a billionaire. What can you give them that they can't get for themselves or don't already have? What can you give them? Unfortunately, I guess, maybe it's fortunate, there's no millionaires or billionaires in our family, so we ain't got that kind of problem. But let me say this morning, what can you give to a king? I got to think about what they gave him. I got to study a little bit about it. One of them gave him gold. That's an appropriate gift for a king. King Jesus, anyway. You know why? Because gold is pure and it's precious and it's of the greatest value. It's the greatest valued metal on earth. And that's just like Jesus. He's pure, he's precious, and he's of the greatest value. He's Amen. The King of kings and Lord Amen. Of lords. Not only that, they gave him frankincense. I know I'm chasing the rabbit here just a little bit, but I got to get this in. They gave him frankincense. And frankincense is a gum of a tree that was used in holy oil and showbread. And it was a gift that was often given to a priest. Now think about that. Isn't that appropriate for King Jesus?
Right.
Because Jesus is a picture of the Holy One. Amen. The Holy One, the Anointed One. That's who He was.
Right.
He's a picture of the showbread. He's the bread of life. But not only that, He's a picture of the High Priest.
Amen.
Presenting our sins to God. That we could be forgiven.
Amen.
And then they gave Him myrrh. And myrrh is a dry gum of a balsam tree. And there were several uses for this myrrh. But it pictures Christ. First of all, it was used as a perfume. Myrrh was used as a perfume. And Jesus, I read over there where He's the rose of Sharon. And the sweetest fragrance the world's ever known. Woo! What do you give to a king? Yeah, give him some myrrh. He's the perfume. He represents Him. And not only that, the myrrh was used for a beauty treatment. Used for a beauty treatment. What about that? Jesus... See, that's a picture of what Jesus can do. You know what Jesus does? He'll take an old ugly life of sin.
All right, sir. Thank God. Yes, sir.
Somebody that's just as vile, cussing and a fighting all the time and a drinking and a doping on his way to hell, whoremonging and everything else. And He takes that ugly life of sin and He's the beauty treatment. He's the mother. Amen. And He applies it to that life with His grace and His mercy and His love. And He makes something beautiful out of that wretched, ugly life. Oh, He's a picture of that myrrh. But not only that, that myrrh was used for embalming the dead. It was a perfect gift for Jesus because He came to die for your sins and for mine. It was a gift that was foretelling that He would die.
Yes,
so what do you give to a king? Good gifts to give a king, eh? King Jesus, at least. Well, let me go on here. I just got a couple more points. Look at the star that unwise men follow. Now, Herod here is a picture of worldly stars, or even the Antichrist. He's a king, but he's not the king.
Right. Yes.
And the wise men been following this star of wonders. But they got off track here. They lost sight of it somewhere along the way, and they went to the wrong king for advice. And they show up, and when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, Bethlehem and all that. Verse 6, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art the least among the princes of Judah. And they tell him the scripture. And then Herod, when he had probably called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. They went to the wrong king. They went to the wrong king. They went to the devil himself. And we see this, and they lost sight of the star of wonder just for a little while, and they went to the wrong. Let me tell you this morning. When you lose sight of the star of wonder, you'll end up taking advice from the devil if you ain't careful.
Right. You're right. Amen.
Never turn to the worldly stars for advice about heavenly things this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Unwise men follow the devil's stars. You know what kind of stars folks are chasing after nowadays? They're chasing after the movie stars, and they dress like them and act like them, and they're going to go to hell like them. Friend, they're chasing after the rock stars and the country stars and the pop stars, and that's why they come along with earrings in their ears on boys and studs in their eyebrows and in their tongue and look like hell itself, and they're following after the stars of the world, and the dresses up to here and their blouses down to there. Glory to God, let me say this morning, this world is falling after all the swirly stars, and they're falling after these stars. Some have fallen after prom stars, yes sir, and they got them in a mess. Others are following corporate stars, amen, and they get their eyes off the star of wonder. They follow the corporate stars. Others have followed gospel stars even. We even got a few of those nowadays. They follow the contemporary stars, and some even followed some of those southern gospel stars. Friend, that's what they think they are, but you'll lose sight of the star wanderer if you get your eyes on all these other stars and get your eyes off the star wanderer. You'll get in a mess every time. Oh, let's look, last of all, at the star wanderer, the star the wise men were following. It wasn't another star like this star. It was the star of wonder. Jesus is the star of wonder. This morning, Revelation 22:16. He said, I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Woo! Amen. I'm proving it to you. He's the star of wonder this morning. He's the star I'm following. What kind of star is He? Well, He said He's a bright star. There's nothing shines any brighter than Jesus Christ. These wise men were in the dark. You can't see a star till it gets dark. Wise men were in the dark, but a bright star of wonder led them to a king. Woo! Let me say this morning, I don't know who you are. You may be visiting this morning. You may be in darkness today. You may be in the darkness of sin. So, you know, some people just seem in the dark about Christmas. They don't even know what's about. It's in the dark. Don't know what's about. You're in the darkness of sin, but there's a bright star that's shining before you that'll lead you to a king. If you just catch a glimpse of Him, get that twinkle, man, and start following that star of wonder, I guarantee you He'll lead you to an old-fashioned altar where you can repent. Amen. And get right.
Amen.
Glory to God, He's not only the bright star, but He's a morning star. You know, just before daybreak, you know what a morning star, just before daybreak, in the dark, the brightest star that shines in the early morning sky is the morning star. Let me say this to you, Christian. You may be in weeping. You may be going through some dark times, some troubled times, and you don't know what the future holds. You may be in weeping through the night, but just before daybreak, there's going to be a bright morning star to show you the light.
Yes. Yes.
And joy comes in the morning.
Right.
Ooh, weeping may endure for the night,
yes,
but joy comes in the morning.
Right.
Lord of God, maybe this message ain't for nobody but me, but I sure am enjoying myself. Oh, He is the star of wonder, and I'm going to keep following Him till I get to before Him and fall down and get to worship Him. I'm looking for that day.
Yes.
I'm looking for that star of wonder,
yes,
to show up to lead me to the King.
Right.
Let me ask you this in closing. Why do you want to get to the King? Why'd you come to church today is my real question. I don't know about you. I didn't come to see anything. Anybody else? Didn't come to see you especially. I've seen you before. I've seen Him before, but that boy, when I got a glimpse of Him, I wouldn't see Him again.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't come especially because of you. I didn't come especially because Brother Toby asked me to preach and all. I didn't come to be seen. No. I didn't come to ask for anything today. I didn't come asking Him to explain Himself or to prove Himself to me or to give me something. Oh, but I did come today just to bow and worship Him.
Right.
Because of who He is.
Amen. Amen.
I won't be like those wise men. Just come just so I can get a glimpse of Him and worship Him and praise Him and worship Him. I'm just trying to follow that star wonder so I can worship Him. Our church is today in such a mess because they come to church for the wrong reasons. They come for the YMCAs and the Weight Watchers and the clubs and the programs and all that mess and all that junk. That ain't why I come to church.
Right.
Come see Him.
Amen. Amen.
You know what a lot of churches' problems are? They come and instead of looking for Him and looking at that star of wonder so they can get where they can worship Him, you know what they're doing instead of this? They're doing this. They're looking across the aisle at each other. And they're trying to find fault in you. They're trying to find fault in the preacher. Has he done this? We're supposed to be coming looking for the star of wonder. Looking for Him so we can fall down and worship Him. Ain't that what it's supposed to be about? To worship Him. I come this day to worship Him. And let me say today, if you're lost without a Savior, You don't have to be left out. You ain't got to be left out of this. And but friend, that's what church is for too. So you can get a glimpse of the star wonder that you can fall down and say, God be merciful unto me, a sinner, that He'd save your soul. And then you can come up with your hands uplifted and worship Him as well. Glory to God, it's forever. Woo! Glory to God! I'm praise God this morning.
Amen.
I come to worship Him.
Sure.
If you're following the star wonder, why don't you come to the King and worship Him this morning for who He is.
Amen.
And what He's done. I tell you what I want to do this morning for an invitation, if I may. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Toby. And I'll ask Tessa to come and sing Star of Bethlehem. Go right ahead. Oh, beautiful star, Bethlehem. Let's stand together. Brother Toby, you can come on up if you want. Are you following that star of wonder this morning? Are you following that star of wonder today? Why don't you come worship Him? Did you forget to wish Jesus a happy birthday yesterday? Did you forget to bow down? Say, God, thank you. Coming into this world.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem.
Why don't you take it
shining
up
far through shadows dim?
Worship Him.
Giving the light to
worship
those
him.
Who long.
If you're lost today, why don't you come? Say, Lord, save
and
me.
I know I've been on the way.
Be merciful to me, a sinner.
Into the
walking on my way to
Jesus
hell.
Lay.
Save my
beautiful
soul.
Beautiful star
my...
of Bethlehem, shine on.
Maybe you need the star to shine in your life.
Star
bless you
of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns, and give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good
and blessed.
Yonder in glory where the crown is won. For Jesus is now that star divine. Brighter and brighter He will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Come on,
oh, beautiful glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Blessed day the Lord showed me how dark it was.